If you remember, I spoke with journal and author Sheridan Jobbins about her book, Wish You Were Here, earlier this year. And it's a bit of a story about heartbreak. She packed up, headed to the States and drove across the country in a hot red car. That's the way to get over a heartbreak, eh? A perfect antidote. And now she's on the road again, this time at home, travelling around our country to promote the book. And she's on the line. G'day.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Good. Great to have you back on the show. How's it going?
Hello. Oh, it's fantastic. I haven't done a big road tour in Australia for a couple of years. And it's green. Everything's been wet on.
Yes.
from Bourke to Perth, it's had rain.
We finally got some rain. So why hit the road? People probably think, oh, she's an author. She'd be flying first class for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right.
I always do. Off the front of the pointy end. Look, I think it's a big mystery that anybody makes money in this business. And also, we're coming up to Christmas, so all the footballers and the cricket stars and the ABC people, they're all in the...
Filling up the planes, yeah.
And I figured, let's go out to rural Australia. This is a holiday story for people who can't have a holiday as well as those who can. And I'm just loving it. Rather than a book tour, I've sort of called it a bookish tour.
Yeah,
because it's not just about my book. I'm also going, I'm Instagramming a library a day, so going to rural libraries and seeing how they're servicing their communities. And absolutely loving it. The things that I've been introduced to by librarians is things like Borrow Book, where you can get audio books, so you can kind of drive through the country and listen to the book on your phone and stuff like that.
Oh, lovely, lovely, great idea.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I tell you what, you don't muck around. We found you on the way to Esperance. I mean, how much further away can you get? Where did you start?
Well, I started in Sydney. I went up to... through Tamworth and Armidale to Brisbane and then across to Bourke. I picked up a girlfriend who'd come out 50 years ago. She's actually in the book. She put up half the price of the last car.
Yeah.
And the minute she heard I was doing another one, she wanted to go back and see Louth, which is another hour or so out of Bourke, where she'd come in the 60s as a governess, like this pretty little girl straight out of Wales was suddenly thrown into the back of Bourke. And found friends there, people who were still there after all these years. So that was great fun. And then we went down to Hay. I gave a little talk in Castlemaine, which was fantastic. It's Castlemaine, not Castlemaine.
I know.
I've been learning how to say things. Mongagari is Mongagogari.
Yeah.
Albany is Albany.
Oh, yes, Albany is Albany, absolutely. Yes, and Derby, and it's Derby, not Derby in WA too.
There you go. I'm prepared. I've got my lexicon ready.
Yeah. Now, we spoke to Heather Ewart on Monday about that wonderful TV show of hers called Backroads, and yours is sort of the author version of it, popping into a small town. I bet you've met some characters.
Oh, I have some really terrific people. Like the barman at Mount Hope was just one of those great people that involved the entire bar into our journey and what the best roads to take and where to go.
Oh, cool.
Up in Bourke, we met Frank Povar, I think he was, who's the editor of the Northern Herald there. And after 100 years, that paper's about to be closed down. So he was firing up his phone book to find out whether he could get a consortium to keep it open.
Yeah.
But just a terrific guy. He's a country and western and a folk singer, you know, with a lot of recordings in the sound archives. And out the back of the Northern Herald, they had like each generation of printing presses. They had a 100-year-old Heidelberg. They had a linotype. They had an old press which you used with your hand. And apart from the newspaper, which is feeding the community and keeping everybody connected, there's an accidental museum out the back. So I think some of us city slickers need to get behind him to save
him. Oh yeah, I think some of us.
Fantastic.
I think some of us city slickers need to do what you're doing. Now, tell me about the chatters you're meeting up with along the way. Is it you that called them chatters and they're...
No, they call them, they are...
They call themselves.
I'm one, so we call ourselves chatters. It's Lee Sales and Annabelle Crabb's Facebook page. So it's not political, it's not sales-driven, it's just about books and a thing called crack. And crack is just this delicious chocolate dish that's made with sayo biscuits and nuts and things like that.
Oh, hello.
And it's worth trying. So I posted a photograph of a diary entry when I was 14 of my, you know, the ideal journey around Australia. And a bunch of girls started to say, hey, you've missed me and I'm on that. And so then I put up the contemporary map. And they've been contacting me to say, if you're in, come and see us. So I was in Yallingup the other night, and I met Katie Pepper, and we went out to dinner and, you know, heard about each other's lives. And another woman in the wine making area in South Australia.
Yeah.
Tanunda.
Yeah, Chateau Tanunda. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, thank you. Rhymes with Chanda.
That's it.
I remember being 14.
That's fascinating. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just a really good community of mostly women and a few men who like to read. So it's exchanging.
The chatters.
It's another bookish sort of connection there. And I think your producer, Susie Yates, is a chatter. So
Susie, very definitely a chatter, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and bookish by all accounts.
Indeed, she is. Now, you're doing a wonderful thing. Where are you stopping next? Where's next stop?
Well, I'm on the way to Esperance, so that'll be tonight. And then I'm going up to Kalgoorlie, where I have a cousin I've never met. So I'm going to stay with her and visit Tanya at the Collins Bookstore, and then back to Perth. And in Perth, there's a giving library called the Footpath Library, which is the only library for homeless people. And in Sydney, they go out on Tuesday night. They're in Melbourne and they're in Perth. And Perth is Sunday morning. And they basically give books to homeless people, and they line up with other services like the laundry service, the Orange Sky Laundry Service, and the Symphony's tea truck. And give homeless people some nourishment for the mind, a bit of distraction from the daily life, all the stuff that we love about books.
Absolutely wonderful.
And
that's great. Yeah. Look,
while libraries are a good resource, homeless people can't afford the fines or don't have the
access. No, absolutely not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're a one-woman travelogue. So what we might do, if you don't mind, catch up with you next week for the next few after that, see how you're going. And the book, of course, talk about great Christmas reading. Should grab this, folks, which is available. It's called Wish You Were Here. It's a great read. That's through Affirm Press and Sheridan Jobbins. And we'll catch up with you next week. Don't tell us where you're going to be. Make it a surprise.
Okay,
all right,
Tim.
All right, Sheridan.
You.
Thanks.
I'll pop up somewhere random.
That'll be lovely. Talk to you then. Okay, bye. Wouldn't you love to do that? Just get in a car and off you go. Maybe stick a caravan on the back. Wouldn't it be a great thing to do? Look, I know the bucket list is too long. There's too many buckets, too many lists, but we'll get around to it. You hope.